Exercises to leverage unconditioned completeness. The two exercises below, turning toward subjectivity and turning toward experiential flux, which we touched on above, are designed for individuals who are outgrowing autonomy and/or for those interested in growing into interpenetrating subjectivity. You will see an emphasis on your separateness bringing these exercises into your experience, which is the basic architecture of doing an exercise. This traditional orientation to exercise is a good starting point. However, I want to presence a second orientation to exercises. Learn the exercises and then allow them to go. This means once you have learned and integrated these exercises, you can, at times, cease to impose them on the immediacy of experience. Once these have been integrated, you are invited to allow these exercises and the various permutations and subtle nuances that come with the creative flux of relative experience to do you. One orientation brings these exercises into the moment through the vehicle of your autonomous effort, while the other discovers these exercises as a natural facet of experience that is already doing you. Both orientations prove to be important as you practice these facets of the flexibility of elegance.